say, let's just pause and give the man on the mountain his time. Let him have his say. Well, Gary, that makes me think of something. I watch a, I'm not going to mention a whole lot of detail here, but I watch a podcast, a fellow that does QRP, park activations mostly. He does some summits as well. And he has lots and lots of radios. And what is, what's germane to this conversation is that he has them. If he really likes them, he's not going to sell them. He names them. So that just makes me wonder, did you give your truck a name? Did you get that personal with it?
I guess if I had to say that I gave it a name, it would have to be Sweetheart, because I've always called it Sweetheart more than anything else. And my dad, on the other hand, he named all his vehicles. He had a Honda Accord that was white, and he named it Snowflake. And that was the last car he owned before he passed away. And I drove him and my mom from here to my sister's house in St. Louis, Missouri, and we drove Snowflake. And got up there, I'll tell you this little story real quick. Got up there, and I got cars passing me on both sides of the, I'm on the interstate going into St. Louis, and Dad looks over at me, and the speed limit was 55. And Dad looks over, and he says, "Don't you think you need to speed up a little bit? You're blocking traffic." I said, "Dad, I'm running 70 now." And he said, "What?" And he leaned over and looked at the odometer and the speedometer and all that. He said, "These people are crazy up here." He said, "We're going to find us a place to open us a brake shop up here somewhere." He said, "Because as fast as these people drive, they got to wear their brakes out quick."
That is something. He was very observant and saw an opportunity. Yeah, some people stay aware like that. Got their antennas up all the time. And I admire those folks. You know, they are judicious. Well, son of a gun. Now, I just thought that rather odd. And I'm not, suggesting anything by that, but this guy probably had radios. And I'm just taking a wild guess there, but and he hasn't trotted them out and introduced them all or anything like that. It's just something he does. If he has a radio, he names it, and it's not something he pushes like we all should do that or anything. I call him by the name that the manufacturer gave him, TMV-71A. Oh, I wanted to, since I mentioned the radio, I've been told just lately that there's some clicking on my transmission. Can you verify that?
There's a little noise in the background there, Larry. It almost sounds like a little power supply hum, or not a hum, but something in a power supply is what it really sounds to me like. And somebody else may have a different opinion, which is fine with me, because I'm not saying that that's what it is, but that's kind of what it sounds like. But it's not objectionable. You don't hear it while you're talking. It's when you pause to take a breath just leave the microphone keyed there for a nanosecond, then that's when you hear it the most. But as long as you're talking, I don't hear it at all. But you're talking about that man and his radios. I'm sitting here in my radio in the ham shack, and transceivers now. I'm not talking about receivers and amplifiers and power supplies and antenna tuners and all the other stuff that goes with it. Just the radios, the transceivers. If I'm sitting in my chair and I look at my desk and I spin around, I can see 11 radios. So I can't say anything about having too many radios.
Shaq, and I agree, there's lots of knobs, you might say, as you scan the room. But that's what you love, you know, or like real well. Love might be a strong word, but to surround yourself with things that comfort you, you know, that put your mind at ease, that reinforce your sense of security, you know. Truly, if you had a problem with one radio, it wouldn't be long before you had another one strapped up and ready to go.
That's just on the 2 meter side. If something happened to the radio I'm talking on, calling the net, all I got to do is reach right below the one that I'm talking on and push the power button, and I'd have another one. And if that one, something happened to it, I could, go over to the workbench, and there's another one sitting over there. All these are on separate antennas, too, by the way, which is really odd. I got antennas everywhere. But, I've got backups, and I don't like having all my eggs in one basket. My father-in-law told me that a long time ago, and my dad told me that as well. But, I've got a 2 meter mono bander and a 440 and a 220, all mono banders. That's all they do. They don't do anything else. And then I've got others that are dual band or, and then I've got my HF rigs.
Yeah. So it's your shack. And all of us, well, it's different for each and every individual. Space of 4 square feet. I have these ceramic tile on the floor. And they're 1 foot square. And so I can tell just how much space by counting the tile. It's 4 this way and 4 the other way. It's 4 square feet. But in that 4 square feet, I have shelves. So I've kind of stacked things up, and I do have a number of things on right now. You know, there's a computer and a monitor, and there's some power supplies. And on that same circuit, there's a bunch of things that might be affecting the radio. I'll give this a try to run it down, perhaps real soon. I will turn everything off or unplug everything or whatever I need to do and just transmit on this radio using a battery, you know. I use low power on this, and battery will be easy to apply so that I can rule out the radio itself. I'm kind of fond of this thing. It was a gift from Donna, and I have other 2 meter radios, but they're in boxes. One of them went through the flood when this room was flooded, and I don't know if that one even works anymore. So I'm happy to be here. I'm thrilled that Dave worked so hard to line up folks that want to do the hard part of this. I'm just having a lot of fun. And I know you enjoy calling the net. I've heard it many times, and it is something you're cut out for. That's a fact. And we all benefit from that. It's not only that, but it's your time as well. We certainly should appreciate. Every one of you net control operators who, you're doing it for us, those that call in. Now, I know, as you say many times, it wouldn't be a net without those people who check in. No, it wouldn't. But it takes those two to dance, so I'm happy to be here. Gary, I'll let you go, and it's been a pleasure. It always is. You have yourself a good night, and say hi to Joy for us. So it's too long in between face-to-face. This is KK4JBQ. I wish everybody 7-3. Good night.
Meter net for KK4JBQ, Mr. Terry over there in Greer. Well, hey, first off, let me start off by saying, I told you I've got a lot of radios. I will tell everybody I did not buy all these radios. My father-in-law was a ham. When he passed away, I got his radios. My brother-in-law was a ham. When he passed away, nobody else in his family was a ham, so I got his radios. So there's two silent keys that donated radios to my shack. When my very first radio, when I got my technician license, my father-in-law gave me a Radio Shack HTX202HT. I've still got it. It's here at the house. It still works. I keep the battery charged up on it, even though it's in a box in the closet. I take it out periodically and check it, and if the battery's dead or whatnot, I charge it up and put it back in there. So just in case I should happen to need it, you'll never know. But, I didn't buy all of this stuff. A lot of it I did buy, there's a lot of it that I did not buy. But I wouldn't have 11 radios if I had to purchase all of them. I'll tell you that. But anyway, Larry, you're talking about the net controllers and the people checking in. Yeah, the folks out there at Radio Land, you and the rest of the folks that check in with the different net controllers, y'all are the one that make the net. If it wasn't for the people checking in, we net controllers wouldn't have anything to do except sit here and talk to ourselves, and I'm not going to do that. It sounds like I'm doing it tonight, I guess, but I'm not, because I got other folks listening. But I do enjoy calling the net, and it's been a lot of fun. Don Lawless, KG4PFI, talked me into this. 18, 19 years ago, or something of that nature. Been a long time. He had been calling it for about 2 years, and he said, I'm going to pass it on to somebody else. And he got me started in it, and I'm still here. So, Mr. Ray called it for over 50 years. Not necessarily this particular net, but he was a net controller for over 50 years. And I don't know if I'll make it that long or not, but we're gonna give it our best shot. But thanks for being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello, and I'll relay your message on in there to Joy. And it has been too long for an eyeball cue, so talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it, and we'll do it again. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Time for comments, or is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. I'd like to wrap it up. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close it out. The grand total is 67 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS Clear.